2013 National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting Trade Talk is going on, and I've finally made my way over to the National Corn Growers Association. Chip Bowling is here with me now, and Chip, you've got like some official titles going on.
I do. I am the current Vice President of National Corn Growers, and I'm also a Maryland farmer.
Maryland?
Maryland, East Coast.
So tell me a little bit about some of the things that are affecting corn growers right now. Farm bill's a hot topic.
Farm bill is a hot topic. Hopefully we're coming to the end of that topic for a little while. The days are winding down. I don't know how much progress they're making right now, but we need to get a farm bill done. We need a five-year farm bill. We need to make sure that it's, you know, got an emphasis on crop insurance, and we need to make sure it's market-oriented. Other than that, we're leaving it in the House and the Senate's hands. Hopefully they can come to a compromise, and if, you know, we'll be there when they're ready.
Now, you know, I had this conversation with some other organizations earlier. You know, House and Senate, we always want to make a compromise, but you guys kind of have to make some compromises to present a united front.
And we did. I mean, you know, National Corn Growers started this process about 5 years ago, and we met with a lot of staffers, you know, in D.C. We met with a lot of senators and congressmen. They came to us and told us what they were looking for. We feel that National Corn Growers went back to them with exactly what they were looking for. We have compromises. We made some compromises, and we're hoping that they can take some of the things that we came back to them with and use them in this new farm bill.
Other issues facing corn growers across the country, water issues.
Yeah, I live on the Chesapeake Bay. We've been dealing with, you know, those regulations since the mid-80s. They continue to change. We're in the process now of coming up with a new phosphorus management tool that if you have a certain amount of phosphorus in your soils, you can't use any. And we all know that every growing crop needs active phosphorus to have high yields. So we're in the process now in Maryland of fighting that. And with that being said, that's one of my, you know, main issues with National Corn Growers is helping as it moves west towards the Mississippi to make sure that these regulations are manageable.
And regulations are always a tough thing to deal with because sometimes maybe you feel like the person that's making decisions really doesn't know what you deal with as a farmer.
You are exactly right. You know, in the mid-90s when they came out with the third set of Chesapeake Bay regulations, none of them were science-based. They didn't check with any farmers to make sure that we could even meet the goals that they were trying to do. And since then, we've kind of turned the tide, so to speak, as now we're at the table. We're helping to make some of these regulations, if you may. But, you know, at least they have some type of a farmer theme to it where it's not so hard to do all at one time. And that's what we're hoping that we can do as far as East Coast regulations as they come to the West.
Now, let's talk a little bit, you know, let's talk about the growing season. I'm sure things are a little bit different than in Maryland than they were here, but maybe they weren't this year.
Back on the East, in the mid-Atlantic, we started planting corn right around the 1st of April. We had a good start. The corn crop just took off from the get-go and grew. Out here in the Midwest, not so much. You guys were cold and wet for a long time. It took you a while to get the crop in. But it seems like once it got in and got growing, obviously with 14 billion bushels coming off, you know, somebody grew a lot of good corn.
Let's talk a little bit about challenging growing seasons. And I know that you guys can't, you know, you can't set policy on growing conditions, but you guys always get together and have different conversations about new stuff happening.
Yeah, I mean, our hybrids that are coming out seem to be, the yields are continually going up. We're using less nutrients to get those yields through genetics. Again, working hand in hand with the seed companies, that's part of our mission with National Corn is to promote the use of corn throughout the nation.
And let's talk a little bit about that. You know, lots of hot topics on labeling issues now too.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to never end with things that we need to do. Labeling issues you wouldn't think are, you know, something National Corn Growers ever thought they'd attack or have anything to do with changing policy. But we're working with grocery manufacturers, we're working with organizations and partnering with them to try to, again, to make some of those regulations as palatable as possible.
Well, sounds like you've got a lot of work ahead of you when you get back and get things going over this next year or so.